BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jeff. I'm 24 and I'm from Poole. You might not know this, but I got told off for smoking by Prince Charles. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills! BBC Radio
1. Hiya, it's Scott, and here is your free download for Thursday, the 4th of October. We have a brilliant innuendo bingo with Gemma Kearney. She's a laugh. Also, Stupid Street talk their favourite Bond girls. We ask, at what point in the gig do one-hit wonders play their only hit? And there's some more real or no real with Rihanna off of Radio 1 Films. Enjoy! BBC Radio 1. Hi, Francesca and Becky, two of our listeners. Not friends in any way, they just texted in separately. Saying they're going to see Temper Trap tonight in London. Now, do they play that one early or late, do you think, in the set?
Oh, I see, because that's the one you'd be waiting for, isn't it?
I mean,
it,
you'd really hope they do play it.
Awkward if not. I reckon it'll be, you know, a bit like, I'm not saying they're one hit only, but like, you know where you wait for...
No, like, I think I just did.
If you ever... I don't know if you ever have the pleasure of seeing Chesney Hawkes.
No, I haven't,
at
actually
a student DJ night. It's like you wait.
Don't tell me he makes them wait for 2 hours.
It's like he leaves and then comes back on and does one of those. It's like,
but I don't want to hear tracks from a new album. No offence.
I know.
Just do the one and only and go home.
And do you know what? I would have been happy if he did that for an hour.
It's like I was doing a student gig once with the Cheeky Girls, right? And they did, and now new tracks from our new album. No,
yeah.
Just do Touch My Bum
no
and go.
Need. Touch My Bum, do it for
get
an
off
hour or something, and then,
you know? Do the Christmas one if you want, have a cheeky Christmas or whatever, and then just go. I've no offence, but I don't want to hear the new Cheeky Girls album for 2 hours.
But saying that, the Temper Trap is a whole different league too.
Oh, yeah, I'm not comparing them.
Let's make this very clear.
Not comparing them to the Cheeky Girls at all. But it's like the one that doesn't speak went to see The Fray once. Most people in there only knew how to save a life. They waited 2.5 hours for that one.
Yeah.
But you don't want to play that one too early in the set either.
No.
But then you don't want people to go home.
Yeah, you don't want people to be bored.
It's really, really hard one to call that. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm very pleased to announce that Gemma Kearney is here for today's innuendo bingo.
Yeah!
Hi, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, the cameras are on. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and see us all waving like loons. Hiya! You all right, Gemma?
I'm really overexcited.
I know. It hasn't even started yet.
I'm addicted to this.
You love it.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, it's good to have you on.
Oh.
Hey, we were going to have Rihanna off of Films on, but
okay,
she's gone to see another film. Boom.
Oh, right, whatevs.
Yeah, so we're pleased that you're on anyway.
Thanks. I thought I was booked anyway,
yeah,
but obviously
I
not.
You?
Hang on, this
awkward
is awkward.
Wait a minute, Chris is two-timing
right
me.
Right, so we should have discussed this before.
Yeah, okay, we didn't.
Chris, you're such
about
a player
this
with
no,
the players of Innuendo Bingo.
No. What happened is I said to Gemma last week, do you want to play to that? And then you invited Rihanna, and I was like, didn't want to say anything at the time, so I was like, this is awkward.
Double booking.
Who's more tradish?
I cancelled Rihanna, though, so it's all fine.
Now, who's more traditional?
I didn't really.
Who's done it more times?
I think Rihanna's done it more.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that didn't work, did it?
But I did suggest to take it one step further and do it with strawberry milkshake.
That's true.
Oh, we can do it the next time, shall we?
Yeah.
It's a struggle just to be able to get water and cameras to work today. It's all fine. Let's keep it tradish. Tradish.
Tradish.
Let's play Innuendo Bingo. Get to our website and watch it now.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, Jim at Blue Water, who is stopping work to listen to Innuendo Bingo. Also, Alfie and Dawlish is sat there with a mouthful of water. You're late, Mills. I'm suing for 250 points. Don't sue me. Also, we've got Alex, who is in Swindon, who's watching on the website, and Kieran, watching for the first time in Norwich. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
She's so keen. Okay. So the idea of this, you put water in your mouth, I play you some clips of bingo from TV and radio that our listeners have spotted. Thank you if you've sent them in. And we'll see if you spit the water out, if you laugh. Here we go. Ready? Got your cheeks filled there? I really wish I'd seen the football last night.
We talked in the first half about Van Persie pulling off the other centre-back. He's done it off the near side centre-back and the finish is top draw. And sometimes you get what you pay for.
Oh, Gemma's doing that. Gemma's doing that spurty thing again.
She sort of looks at you and just dribbles out.
I enjoy the eye contact game as well.
Yeah, you just stare him out. I like it. Okay. Nick Grimshaw, he's doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. His new job hasn't stopped him partying.
Yeah, I'm still sore. Like, ribs is really sore. I can't sit on anything higher than, like, a low seat. I can't do a stool because my thighs can't take it.
I hate it when that happens.
I can't do a stool because my thighs can't take it.
No, yeah,
well,
my bottom is a bit sore this morning.
Show's going well.
If in doubt, something always sells.
Okay, then. Thank you to Steve in Birmingham and Cheryl for sending those in. Give yourself the points. Now, Lee in Leicester's been on. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
BBC Leicester is absolute filth these days.
Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
I trust that you ensure that your garden is kept well and truly prim and proper and ready for the neighbours.
Absolutely.
Oh. anyone wet yet?
Yeah, my left leg's had it a little bit.
Oh, absolutely right. And I look down my nose at anybody who doesn't trim their bush.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to come out any second now.
She's all right.
Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
I trust that you ensure that your garden is kept well and truly prim and proper.
Second time round.
He would say that. He's a man.
Oh, Gemma.
All right.
Oh, absolutely right. And I look down my nose at anybody who doesn't trim their bush.
She's gone again, look. Look how hard she's trying to keep it in. Look. Go on. Go on, Gemma. Oh, and there it goes.
Put up my nose.
Oh.
Put up my nose.
Really hope you're watching this on the website because Gemma has to be seen. She really does.
You're so red, Chris. Oh.
Gemma and Richard on the Isle of Wight sent this one in. Are we ready? And let's head over to Watchdog.
Looks like a right mouthful, which is what little old ladies have been getting from tonight's Rogue.
Straight in Chris's face.
How do they do it? How do they do it?
Ryan in Littlehampton just sprayed over the switchboard at work. That's not even one.
Gemma.
Move away from electrical equipment.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely not.
No, not you, him. Jack in London is watching online for the first time. Gemma is amazing on bingo. Yes, she is. Okay.
Does she hear you? Gemma, there's a girl called Jenny who's taking photos here. They go up on the website.
Oh, sorry.
Gemma somehow managed to hit her from 3 metres away.
It's quite impressive.
Wow, it is impressive. Okay, here's your next one. I always like when they're on Radio 4, like this one. And this is from a play on Radio 4. Here we go. Nice big sip of water there.
I'm not going to be party to this.
So, Father Green, are you going to kiss my ring or not? I'm not going to kiss it close, you know.
That was right in my face.
You're so soaked now.
That was a good one.
That was proper. That was some spurt action.
That was good.
More water, please.
You're going to play it again, aren't you?
No. Nope. I've got more. From the same play.
So, Father Green, are you going to kiss my ring or not? It's not going to kiss itself, you know.
Oh, right. Are we still doing that, are we?
Yes.
Is that... What? He just kissed the ring.
The joy of radio drama, the sound effect.
I know. More water, please. I've still got more to play on here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Is that coconut?
Yes, indeed. Treating myself to a man bath this morning. Redox Tropical.
Oh, oh, a man bath. Oh, that's all right, the life of Riley. Yeah.
Yes, I call it the bish bath.
Anyway, well, that sounds like a brilliant play, doesn't it? Oh, Gemma. you've still got it in your mouth, haven't you?
Well done, well done.
Okay, let's continue. Loads of people, so many people spotted this. If you did, give yourself the points. Let's head over to Great British Bake Off.
This is the gingerbread structure, not house. If you make me a house, I will smash it down, I'll blow your doors in.
It's never one long spurt with Gemma, it's just like little ones.
I don't want to give in. I just don't want to give in.
Ready? Come on. More absolute filth now from BBC local radio.
So you boned out this bird then, and yeah. And she made a duck dish.
She did, yes. That's right, and it was very tasty as well.
Fantastic.
Everyone's fine. We fine? Let's move on. And Grimmy's looking for ways to fill his afternoons.
When I finished the show, I thought I had a meeting. So I went to the meeting place. It's today, I got confused. So I went home, I had a bit of time at home. So yesterday, I did full facial on myself.
Actually happening. Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Rick's been on from Wilmslow. And more from the football now. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. It's a clever back heel. Rafael Bastos. Good recovery.
Good work again, Anderson. Making sure he double teams with Rafael.
I got you back. Okay.
In between the legs again.
Kevin in Yeovil and John in Banbury spotted this one. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water, please. What's going on, Gemma? There's no sound. Okay. And here on Greg James's show, one of the X Factor finalists, not finalists, contestants, reveals a slight problem.
Carolyn, what were you thinking when Mr. Barlow was contemplating?
I was thinking, I'm a goner. I can just tell I'm a goner here. I can just tell I'm a goner here.
That is amazing. That's amazing. It's only the second time.
I know. You don't get it at first.
I can just tell I'm a goner here.
Okay. Oh, this is good today. Okay, I got one more.
So
one
wet.
More.
Who's wettest today, Gemma?
I don't know.
It's kind of
a bit of both, really.
Now, this is one of my favourites. More Radio 4 drama.
We found something that we can do together. In fact, we don't just do it together, we excel at it. And I don't want that to be threatened by some idiot bouncing around all over the place. Right. You've asked for it, Margaret. Pain me though it may, I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
Gemma loves it.
I know.
play. What? It's a play on Radio 4. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. But, oh, it's about bowling. Bowls. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Technical term.
Okay.
More water.
Good. I thought we were done here. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
Oh, Chris. No. Final soaking.
She's going to do it. No, she's...
Go on, Gemma.
No, she's...
Oh. Yes! And that was Thursday's innuendo bingo. That was a good one today. So many people are loving it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. And thank you, Gemma, for being amazing.
Oh, thanks.
There's someone who went to see Chesney Hawks at a student gig, and he did the one and only, Chesney Hawks, 5 times. It was like, again! It was like Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah, well, slightly different. Yeah.
Sarah Cox has just tweeted me, I DJ'd after Chesney Hawks once. He had a band, an entourage, and a flask and matching cup set in a small suitcase. Hashtag one and only.
Hashtag lad.
That's a, weird things happen at student gigs. I was in the back of a Vauxhall last night with Carl Barat off the Libertines at 2 a.m.
Why?
Because he was... I know.
Was he driving?
No, he was playing another gig in Aberdeen last night. And it was the same promoter, so he was like... Right, do you mind if we pick up Carl off the Libertines on the way back to the hotel?
I love your life. This is amazing.
So I was like, yeah, all right.
So how does that work?
Well, we just had a nice chat. I asked how he was. He was like, yeah, it was all right.
At 2 a.m?
2 a.m. in the back of a Vauxhall.
Did you get some food?
That's how I roll. No, we just said, nice to meet you. I went back to the hotel. I got in the lift, got out at 1.
Same hotel? Up to 2.
Yeah, same hotel.
Different rooms.
He was on floor 2, different rooms. I don't know what you're trying to say. Scott Mills, BBC. Today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I got told off for smoking by Prince Charles.
Hi, Jeff.
Hiya.
So you and Prince Charles, what's the beef?
Right, well, in Dorchester, he's funding like a sort of new building development called Poundbury.
Right.
So he visits there quite often, or at least he used to while I was at school. And he comes in with like his helicopter and sort of comes over the fields around the back of the school.
Waving at people in a royal way.
As you do.
From your copter.
That's it.
Okay.
Me and my friends were sort of out of school hours around the back of the school having a bit of fresh air. And he came walking up to us.
Were you smoking?
I might have been. I know, it's not very good for school, is it?
Was it by the bike sheds as well?
Who?
It wasn't by the bike sheds, it was around by a place called The Pillars, which is sort of like a electrical box, but because Poundbury's so fancy, they've dressed it up to look like a Roman Pillars fountain sort of thing.
So it was like, right mate, meet you by The Pillars.
Yeah, it is exactly like that.
So, Prince Charles arrives in his helicopter.
That's it, yes.
You're by The Pillars, mate.
That's it, yes.
What happens now?
We're just carrying on having our conversation, and he notices us and walks up to us.
Oh.
Looks at us a little bit disgraced. You know, we're sort of looking at... Me and my friend are looking at each other, think, it's Prince Charles, what do we do?
Oh, my God, Prince Charles at The Pillars!
What do we do? So, quickly, stab on the fag and sort of say hello. I can't really remember much of what was said, but he asked us our names, and he basically gave us a lecture of why smoking's bad.
And he was like, you shouldn't do it.
Yes, very well. He's a bit of a father figure, though, isn't he?
Hell yeah.
You don't mess with Charlie.
You do not, and you listen to what he says, and what he says is right.
That's it. Although he did catch us again then 2 years later.
What?
Yes, he did. And he remembered our names.
What? Hang on a second.
I don't believe this.
So you were caught smoking a second time at the same school?
At the same place.
Were you by The Pillars again?
By The Pillars again.
Right, so he walks up, he's like, here, they're by The Pillars again. And he remembers your name.
Yes, that's it. We didn't know who it was at first. We heard somebody shout, call our names. We looked around, and there's Prince Charles walking towards us.
Now, a couple of days ago, Scott said people could introduce the show with a fake fact, and we try and work out whether it's real or not. At the moment, I cannot believe this. Like, this is ridiculous. But then I kind of think, if he was making this up, this is so weird. Like, you wouldn't make this up.
No, this is sort of my only claim to fame.
But how would he remember your name? No offence, but, like, he does meet a lot of people called Jeff.
I know. This is what gets me. I don't understand. That man must have the Mind of a genius.
Do you think he's got, like, a photographic memory?
He might do.
So he might remember every name of every person he's ever met.
Maybe it's like a rogues gallery of smokers that he's got this
yes,
thing.
Yes, that's it. He's got them all pinned up in his wall in the mansion.
In the mansion.
like a big list of wanted people.
That's it.
And I'm hoping that his advice stuck with you.
Yes, it has stuck with me.
And
yes.
You've stopped smoking now.
I have, yes. I'm a changed man.
So instead of getting the patches, Prince Charles made you stop smoking.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you so much for introducing the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to speak to you too, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's a question. Who's your favourite Bond girl? Don't be Googling it, please.
I'm not.
Right.
Just messaging someone.
Right, sure. Who's your favourite Bond girl? Now, you don't know any actresses.
Are you asking me now?
It's going to be hard for you. That's today's question on Stupid Street. Mine, I would have to say, is Honey Rider.
Is that a real one?
That's one.
Okay.
Or Ivana Humperlot, I can't decide.
Oh, that might answer what I was thinking, because all I can think in my head when I think Bond girl is Ivana Trump. I don't think that is one, is it? What's Donald...
Ivana Trump.
What? No, I can't tell if that's like a Toby Lerone moment or Donald Isn't, Trump's wife.
I think that might be Donald Trump's wife.
Now, was she a Bond...
Is she called Ivana Trump?
Was she a Bond girl?
I think she is. Well, no, she wasn't a Bond girl. No, she's just Donald Trump's wife.
Are you sure? Because she looks like
a Bond girl
who's, you know, from a few years back.
One of the earlier ones.
Someone who you look at and think you could have been a Bond girl. Is she really called Ivana Trump?
I don't know.
Why have I got that in my head?
I need to look this up. Anyway, that's the question next on Oh, What's Occurring. Oh, look who it is. It's Rihanna off films.
Hello.
Where were you earlier? Seeing a film?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, she's in the cinema again.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we've been on Stupid Street today and we have asked 9 people who their favourite Bond girl is. Now, mine is obviously, well, I said Honey Rider.
Right.
Pussy Galore is another good one.
Pussy Galore is my favourite.
I can't think of any actresses that have done this. So,
Halle Berry
is apparently Donald Trump's wife and has never been a Bond girl.
No.
Although she was on the Czechoslovakian ski team, apparently.
No. Natalie Imbruglia?
No,
that's
Donald Trump.
No, he's talking about Bond girls. She wasn't one.
All right.
She was in... Johnny English.
Oh, yeah, she was.
All right.
So, that was Johnny English, not a Bond film.
No, definitely not.
So,
who's the girl that... Do you remember she was on the red carpet and I gate-crashed it back at my old uni?
I love your lack of knowledge of any actors or actresses.
Gemma Arterton.
Yeah, she was in Bond, but she wasn't really a Bond girl.
Well, I'm just going to have to go with that, because at the moment I've got Ivana Trump, Natalie Imbruglia. At least she's been in the film.
That's a very good point, actually. Well done.
I'll go with that.
Well done, you.
So, remember, this is what Stupid Street are saying. I'm looking for the most common answer. What do you think they will say on Stupid Street?
I mean, everyone knows Pussy Galore, right?
I would think, yeah.
So...
We asked 9 people. What's the most common answer? Are you saying Gemma Arterton?
I'm going to have to go Gemma... Artisan or whatever it is.
Arterton! How is that difficult?
And you're saying Pussy Galore?
I think so. Either her or Vespa Lind.
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
Let's find out. We went to Stupid Street and asked them who their favourite Bond girl is.
Do you have a favourite Bond girl?
No.
Who is your favourite Bond girl?
Bond girl?
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What film was your girlfriend in?
Julie.
Who is your favourite Bond girl?
Lois Childs.
And why Lois Childs?
Because she's in the best Bond film. Moonraker, that is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what did you like about her?
She's fit.
So, I just want to know, who is your favourite Bond girl?
I was just going to say Pierce Brosnan. Oh my God, it has to be Halle Berry.
Why Halle Berry?
Because when she turned up out of the water in that orange suit, it was to die for. So I've been trying to get the same body shape and the same bikini to recreate the effect.
Has it worked?
Well, it got me a guy on holiday, so.
So who's your favourite Bond girl?
Halle Berry, has she done it?
Would you like to do it?
Why not?
What, do you think you have the skills to do it?
Take a look, don't I?
Okay.
Who's your favourite Bond girl?
Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore's your favourite?
I like Pussy Galore. My favourite was Pussy Galore.
I just want to know, who's your favourite Bond girl?
I don't know. Kat from EastEnders.
Out of all the James Bond films, which Bond girl has been your favourite?
Halle Berry, probably. I don't know. I don't know, mate, to be honest.
No, it's cool. Who would you like to see as a Bond girl?
Me, your girlfriend.
Yeah,
this is awkward.
Yeah, my girlfriend, I suppose.
Why your girlfriend?
Because look at her, she's very sexy.
That's your opinion. Is she an actress? No. Are you an actress?
No.
Okay.
No, she's not.
Wow. That was very awkward.
Because look at her, she's very sexy.
That's your opinion.
I was just going to say Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, that well-known Bond
actor. So, Halle Berry. So you could have the actress's name or the name of the actual Bond girl. Halle Berry was the correct answer. If you said that, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points, which you didn't.
So I definitely not get anything for Pussy Galore?
No, nothing. Sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think it's about time we did some Dear Scott. What have you been saying this week? The Posh Radio 4 lady is about to read them out. If you want to send me an email anytime, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Had 4 hours of sleep, have a 2.5 hour lecture, and have Scott Mills' signature on my arm. Hashtag freshers. Douglas Hartley.
This is happening a lot at the moment, so I'd like to apologise to all freshers who have woken up in the last couple of weeks, probably a little bit hungover, with my signature on their arm, chest, head.
It's quite literally the sign of a good night. We've all been there.
But I think there are whole universities where, like, I've signed everybody, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, last week in Bath, I don't think there was many people I didn't sign. And they were all waking up going, oh, why was it a good idea to put Scott Mills on in permanent marker on my head? But loads of people are going, sign my head, sign my head. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, all right then.
Never ask them if they're sure, do it.
Also, you've never woken up with my signature on
you. I have.
When?
I have.
Why have I signed you?
You once DJed a similar night, and I went along to it.
Is this before I knew you?
This was, yeah.
That's fine then. Otherwise, that would be weird. There's a doodle on you in my spare time. Anyway.
It was a great night, and yeah. as that email said, 4 hours sleep, something like that.
Yeah.
Nightmare lectures and your signature.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Staring right back at the lecturer.
It wasn't on my forehead, though.
I signed a lot of heads in Aberdeen last night. So many. To the point where it was so sweaty in there that the pen didn't work anymore on people's heads.
Really?
It's like, sorry, my pen's not working.
I must point out it was on my arm.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. No, nice and normal.
So hello, if you're in Aberdeen and woke up this morning with my scrawly signature somewhere on your body. Next.
Hi, all. Was surprised to hear you even mention Adelaide. The one that doesn't speak is correct. It's absolutely boring. You have not offended any Adelaideans, as 95.9% of us definitely agree. Would totes love a shout out? Liu, 17, 5'10", currently sweating it out in 30 degree heat. Adelaide, South Australia.
Jealous. Hello, big up Adelaide. It's quite boring, but a lot of people listen to our podcast there.
I can't see how it can be boring. I really can't.
Oh, I can.
You've said this. You said this last time, and I just genuinely...
Yeah, I mean, it's sunny. It's 30 degrees at the moment. It looks nice. Dull as...
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do. And next...
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and TOTDS. I've been listening recently when you've been discussing the merits of having a British accent in the US. Mm-hmm. I'm from the west coast of Scotland, and my dad is from Louisiana and lives in North Carolina. A few years ago, I was visiting, and we drove to visit family. We stopped in a sandwich shop in Alabama for a quick bite. As I was ordering, I was aware that the lady beside me in the queue was staring at me. When I'd finished, she said my accent was amazing, and I just had to come out to her car and say happy birthday to her little boy in that accent you have.
But... Well, so she's pimping you out. She's like, could you just come out to the car, please, and do that funny voice
my
you do?
My son will love your voice.
Yeah. My son, y'all, will love your voice. Just come out to the car. Say happy birthday.
That must have been so awkward. He must have gone out.
Hello. Happy birthday. Thanks so much.
The kid must have loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
So feeling like a total lemon, that's what I did. He was only 10, so I don't think he really cared. I was hoping more exciting things may have happened to me on the back of my accent, but this unfortunately was the peak of any action. Most people just stared in bewilderment and then asked me to repeat what I'd just said. Have a great day. Tanisha, Aberdeen.
Say again? Thanks, Tanisha. And I think we worked out the other day that it's not all Americans that find our accent hot. Well, you did a few calls and it proved that.
Yeah.
Got hung up on, didn't you?
They weren't as keen as I thought they would be given Love Actually in that scene.
We were told that we would absolutely clear up if we called some Americans. Should we do that again soon?
Maybe we just tried the wrong places, or maybe it was just a... I don't know.
Do Australians find the British accent, like the Hugh Grant accent, hot?
There must be other countries that love the British accent.
We should test it out. Next!
Scott, oh my God, I heard you talking about Adelaide this afternoon. Myself and my family are going there in 3 weeks' time, with a view to migrating to the area in the near future.
Don't do that.
I'm trying to talk my husband and three children into it, and you've just put the dampers on it by saying it's boring. Help. Helen.
Helen, you need to rethink, because there's nothing to do.
But Helen is someone who listens and needs help. She wants to go there. If she wants to go there, really, we should be helping her out. Loads to do. Anything you want to do, you can do in Adelaide.
There's a previous email from an Adelaidean saying that they were right. It's really boring. Anyway, I think our listening figures will be soaring in South Australia.
We should work for the tourist board.
Let's be honest, there's nothing else to do. They'll still listen. Next.
Dear Scott. Subject, an unexpected kiss / Detective Deirdre. Deirdre's suspicious of Ken after uncovering he has lied to her about his whereabouts.
What?
So when he makes an excuse and heads out, she turns detective. Enlisting Rita's help, the pair follow him by car. But when Ken's taxi finally pulls up, Deirdre's in for a shock. She watches, horrified, as Ken embraces a familiar face. The woman who once destroyed her marriage, Wendy Crozier.
Right, how's this got through?
Wendy, what's going on?
Is I on some kind of Ken Barlow mailing list? Is that what's happened?
Is this a mailing list?
Don't sign me up to those things, you know I hate it.
Is this a Coronation Street?
Yes, I think it is. I don't know how that one got through. Why has that one been read out? It's like someone... I had to unsubscribe the Westlife one the other day. It took me ages. Don't sign me up to those, please. Just because you know my email address. Well,
don't
abuse it.
Don't say that, because as soon as you say that, you get signed up to loads more.
I don't want constant updates about what Ken's been up to. Next.
Dear Scott, while I realise that your job is in the money for old rope category, maybe you could at least do a bit of research for your easy money.
Oh, here we go. Come on then, bring it on. Yeah.
If you did, then you would find that Adelaide has a very thriving nightlife, which is more than comparable to any big town in the UK.
Not true, there's nothing to do.
Remember that you are on the BBC and up your standards, mate. Don't rely on your moron guests. Regards, Russ McKernan.
Is that me?
I like that, though.
Am I a moron?
You moron.
Is that me?
Can we do that thing that we did a while ago when we got... Was it
yeah.
Like a computerised voice?
Yeah,
to Lawrence. Read out Lawrence, to read out all the abuse we got in a really stupid voice. Do you remember? That was so much fun.
Yeah.
You're a Muppet!
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
I'm up for that.
Because we get a fair share at the moment.
And we're not encouraging more just to get on Lawrence.
Not at all.
We're just saying that.
We'll just use the ones we've got already, thanks.
We've got enough.
Anything else you want to say? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for Dear Scott. Paul's been on from Manchester. He moved to France and he tried his hardest for 6 months to talk French, like in a proper French accent. And then a group of actual Frenchies one day told him that the sexiest accent in the world is an English guy talking French, but in an English accent. You know, like when you hear French people talking English, they're like, oh, hello, Chris, and that's quite sexy.
Yeah.
If you go, bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Où est la toilette?
If you do it like that,
That's
Je vous drais une baguette.
The one that doesn't speak is nodding away here as if he's heard this before.
They absolutely love it. Don't change. Don't try and go like, oh, bonjour. Just go, bonjour.
And who's this to impress? Sorry, the Frenchies.
French love it. The Frenchies.
So if we call some of them,
yeah.
And I, so what would I do? I would talk French, but in an English accent.
Yeah.
That's the formula.
Yeah. Try it now.
Allô. Comment allez-vous? Je voudrais un baguette. Au revoir. And that should nail it.
You'll be absolute. They'll be melting. Don't do the French accent. They love English people speaking French, but in their accent.
But I've never even thought about this as a sort of plan of a...
That is the absolute winner. We need to try that soon. The Scott Mills Daily. And now it's time for Real or No Real to get those Scott Mills points. 10 for each you get right. Are you keeping score, Chris?
Can do.
Okay, here we are. Here's a piece of paper and a pen, so I don't do anything for you. Brandon's playing as well, and here's your first one today. Is this real or just made up?
Studies have proven that taking the underarm sweat of a man and putting it on a woman's lips can boost her mood.
Annoyingly, I actually saw the answer to this on Twitter earlier.
Oh, yeah, we do get some from Twitter.
I only started following it, like, yesterday. It's quite useful.
All right, well, don't do that. Unfollow it immediately, okay. Because otherwise you'll rumble this game.
Sorry.
So, underarm sweat...
Yes.
On a woman's lips from a man increases the mood.
I wouldn't have thought so, but maybe it's some kind of hormone thing.
What are you saying, Rihanna?
Well,
have you ever tried it?
No, I have not, and I don't think I will. But people have always said that if you, like, women are attracted to the smell / BO of men, if they fancy them.
Even if they don't believe it. Even if logically that doesn't make sense.
No, but it's like about, I don't know, pheromones or some rubbish like that.
Anyway, that answer.
Yes, that is real.
It's happening. You knew that.
I did know that, sorry. I won't say again.
You've probably seen this one.
There is no illness that can't be cured by half an onion and a sprout.
Funnily enough, I didn't see that one.
No illness. Absolutely everything can be cured by onions and sprouts.
I'm going to say that's an old wives' tale.
Get that sprout down you'll be good.
I think I'm going to say not real.
Okay.
No, sorry, that one is a no real.
Oh.
Could have solved so many issues in the world with that.
And next.
A woodpecker's tears are so acidic that when upset, the woodpecker can dissolve a small tree.
What?
What are you saying?
But this could be real. If it was like an extreme circumstance, like if it was a very upset woodpecker and their tears
okay,
were slightly more acidic than most.
Why would a woodpecker be that upset?
Well, you don't know. They might have seen the notebook or something.
It's saying that they could. They could.
Okay.
So I'm going to say real.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say it hasn't happened, but in an extreme case.
I'm saying no real.
No, that's not real.
Annoying. Next.
A man is more likely to get a woman's phone number if he is accompanied by a dog.
That's got to be
100%
real.
100% true.
Yeah.
100% true.
They love it, don't they?
They love it.
But we prefer dogs to men. That's basically what you're saying.
No, if you've got a dog, it's like, yes, he is for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But yes,
but
I'm going to say that's real. 100%
real, that.
Is that real?
Yes, that one is real.
Right. And what are the scores, please, Chris?
Right, I've got 30, Rihanna's got 40.
Brilliant.
Well done, Rihanna.
Job done.
Tomorrow is Friday, and we're back on air between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, maybe you're at work or at college or at uni, get this download tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.